It's a weekend of battles in the Granite State. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here to explain. She often joins us to talk about some interesting events going on in New Hampshire. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So what do you mean by it's a weekend of battles?
Well, first up, we have the K-Rock's Battle of the Bands. This happens Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Manchester. And this is put on by the Kiwanis Club of Manchester. It is five high school bands duking it out.
Five high school bands on, that's a pretty big stage at the Palace for a high school band.
Yeah, I asked about that because, you know, it sounds like it might be really intimidating, especially
sure.
for teenagers. But, you know, he was the organizer I spoke to was saying that, you know, a lot of these bands have maybe competed in their high school's Battle of the Bands. One of the bands, Figure Eight, they've competed two previous years in this Battle of the Bands. So these kids really, you know, kind of have their stage presence down. A lot of the songs that they're going to sing are original songs. So these, you know, these bands, they don't just perform. They have also written music.
So what are they competing for?
Well, they're going to compete for cash prizes as well as prizes like studio time, which can, you know, kind of help them in their band's career.
Another battle of a different sort taking place in Manchester this weekend. It's the Battle of the Badges.
Yes, this is on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Verizon Wireless Arena. And they bill this as Good Versus Good. This is a fundraiser for Chad Children's Hospital at Dartmouth Hitchcock. And it is police and firefighters playing against each other, playing hockey against each other. In previous years, it's been police versus fire. This year, it's going to be east versus west. So police officers and firefighters on teams together. But I-93 will be the dividing line.
They've raised a lot of money for Chad now.
They have. Over the 6 years, they're actually getting close to the $1 million mark for all the years for this event. And the money goes to, you know, different programs at the Children's Hospital, including one. They have one that has staff members talk with a lot of the kids that are going to be patients there, find out what their favorite things are, their favorite cartoon characters, their favorite books, to do things that can make their stay more comfortable and less scary for the kids.
What can we expect at the game itself?
You know, so these might be good guys against good guys, but when they get out on the ice, they get really competitive, and they really do try to give a good game. They also have events going on throughout the game during intermissions and out in the concourse. They know that this is going to be an event with a lot of kids and families. They know that kids aren't going to sit still through the whole game.
Sure.
So there are games and prizes and things going on for the kids as well.
So that's a good time on the ice for a good cause. And there's another hockey tournament of sorts happening, right?
Yeah, a kind of a hockey tournament. It's the Labatt Blue Bubble Hockey Tournament of Champions. The final qualifying event is tonight, Friday night at 8 p.m. at Luigi's Pizza in Manchester.
Bubble hockey tournament. Now, bubble hockey, that's where you have that, you know, like a bar game with the bubble over it. I always think of it as having the bubble so you don't spill your beer on the game. But there's an actual tournament.
There is. And, you know, there are people that really get into this. So tonight is the final qualifying round. Winners from tonight and other winners from other qualifying rounds are going to face off at the finals next Saturday at the Manchester Monarchs game. The winner from that is actually going to go to Albany in April for the Grand Championship.
So you've got the Battle of Bubble Hockey, you've got a Battle of Good versus Good, and you've got a Battle of the Bands, all to choose from this weekend.
It's a weekend of fight nights.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about some really interesting events happening in the Granite State. We'll have links to these events on our website at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.